Come to amazing duo. Welcome to the amazing duo.
Welcome back to Amazing Duo. And today, obviously, we're going to review the first Spider-Man and his Amazing Friends episode.
That's right. If you tuned in last week, we decided to complete our pilot test.
Yeah, we seem to be arguing, but arguing over what shows
we're We couldn't doing. Decide. Well, we had an argument, but we did agree to choose Spider-Man and his Amazing Friends, a animated TV show from the early 80s, starring Spider-Man, Iceman, and Firestar.
And I was kind of expecting, I mean, I guess they kind of did it, but they didn't do it, like, bigly. I thought it was going to be, like, a origin, or, like, you know, like, you meet the characters, but it doesn't...
Oh, you mean you're talking about this episode one?
Yeah, because it's, like, they act like you've already seen one episode, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they episode one, which is called... Triumph of the Green Goblin. We'll get into it. It's season one, episode one from 1981.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in 1981 watching the first episode, you'd be like, who are all these people?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. They just didn't introduce that well.
No, but they do. I know that we've watched a couple of these series before, and they do introduce the characters' origin stories.
Yeah,
in
it's
a
not
future
really
an
origin
episode.
Story. It's more like
how they, how they met and how they powers. They do.
No, that's not how they. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, who are the characters? Like, they don't even mention Aunt May's name in the whole thing. You know? I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I think that Spider-Man premiered before this. So maybe they just assumed, like, they didn't have to introduce everybody again.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think they came around on your idea because later on in the series they did. Do some origin stories to help introduce the characters.
Yeah, but that's not really what I was talking
about.
No,
I know. I'm just saying to introduce the characters a little bit, the origin story does help.
All right. Anyway,
should we recap this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is the villain, Green Goblin. He was the villain. Well, obviously.
Yeah. It seems like everyone wants to use the Green Goblin as the first villain. I like Gobby, but... I don't know if I think he's the greatest Spider-Man villain. So maybe later we'll talk about what we think is the best one.
And automatically at the beginning, he's like, I hope I don't turn into the Green Goblin again. Again? Why do you just say, I hope I don't turn? Why does he even think that? Like, it's the beginning of a new series and he's just saying,
well, you gotta get over that. This is not an origin story. It's taking this Spidey universe.
I want
universe.
Him to turn into Green Goblin, but not say, hope I don't turn
you want
into
origin
again.
Stories, I get
no,
it.
No,
it isn't. Or you either want origin stories or introducing of the character. But yes, this assumes you fully know who all the characters are, who Gobby was, who Norman Osborn was, blah, blah, blah.
But anyway, it did not start out with Gobby. It started out with Spider-Man.
Yeah,
just sitting in the rain.
Yeah.
Just sitting there on the roof.
He's sitting in the pouring rain. It's a really rainy day. He spots a car driving.
And he just assumes
racing
it's
away.
A bad person.
Yeah, I guess maybe the way they're driving so fast. He jumps on the hood. We find out that there are two crooks are driving away from a robbery.
Now, I like this. This is, it's in the theme song in the classic Spider-Man. He kind of starts out with doing that. So, and I did like it. It was kind of a little bit like an origin. Like, if you remember in a classic show, before every episode they have a song or whatever, intro.
Uh-huh.
And the intro, the first one had him fighting with crooks and, like, hanging them on lampposts.
Oh,
and
you mean like kind of like a cold open here, like a mini scene.
Yeah, it was like when the bank opens the door.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that.
But he needs some help here. The villains, or the two crooks run over Spider-Man with their car, slams him into a garbage can or something. And then who appears to save
Iceman.
Iceman, I think he helps run the car off the road using ice.
Yeah, and that's about it for him. I mean, there's like 10 minutes where he's not even Iceman.
Yeah, they save the, they send the jewels to the cops, and that's our cold open.
And then they say, we're going out to a party. They mention that. That's,
yeah, see at the party.
Ship the jewels to the cops. It's kind of funny. They just, like, moved it because there was ice there.
Yeah, I mean, he makes the cops slide and fall on their butts, and then slides the stolen jewels to them. So that saves the day. And next scene, we see an airplane flying through the same rainstorm.
And again, Gobby says, I hope we don't turn into him again. And then some reason he turns into Gobby because there's a crash. And
well, the plane crashes.
Yeah.
First of all, he says, yeah, I don't want to turn into the Green Goblin again. I've been a week at a sanitarium recovering from that. So clearly he's been Gobby before.
And clearly he's in a crash and he's seeking help. Turns into Gobby. And I'm like, why? How does he turn into Gobby?
You know? Once he crashes, his green face appears. I don't know. That's not really explained as to what the logic is, what treatment he got that failed. But
maybe it's like when rain hits him, he turns into, and then when fire hits him, he turns.
That was never part of the, part of the show. Yeah, so I don't know. I think they just like don't ask, don't tell. Okay, so, and then we'll find out what his plot is, which is a weird one. But next thing we do is we cut to
a party.
Well, we cut to the kids getting ready for the party. You see Firestar dressed up as Spider-Woman, Iceman dressed up as Captain America, and what's the other girl's name? And their friend Mona is dressed up as Medusa.
Peter is dressed up as Spider-Man. It was kind of lazy. It's like, you know, he's just being himself.
It's pretty clever, I think, because it's a costume party. He goes as Spider-Man with a really bad mask. He doesn't want to make it look too obvious.
Well, yeah, and he purposely, I think he also did this in the risk of if something happened. Do you think that's also why he did it, or no? Like, if something dangerous happened at the party, I was thinking maybe that's why.
Yeah, it couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that couldn't hurt. And sure enough, something does. So they go to the party.
And there's a bunch of gobbies flying around.
There's gobbies. And they don't really take advantage of that, like, fun fact. Like, there's also a bunch of Spider-Man. And you think, oh, there might be some mistaken identity.
Yeah.
But really, what happens is Spider-Man's hanging out with Firestar, who's dressed as Spider-Woman. He gets some, I guess he gets his spider sense tingling.
Yeah.
And this junk girl dressed as Jungle Girl... starts flirting.
That wasn't Mona.
This is a weird scene. She starts flirting with Spider-Man. Firestar doesn't like that. Then she follows him out. But
no, she's the one that got captured by Gobby. It was confusing. I don't know. Was Mona the jungle?
Mona was Medusa.
She changed her costume.
No.
All right. So the person that was captured was the Medusa girl? I don't know.
Okay, slow. Let's rewind here. They're at the party. The jungle, some other young girl flirts with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
She's dressed as Jungle Girl. It's interesting that Firestar gets mad at that, right?
Yeah.
Because you're never really sure, like, is Firestar, are they dating, or are they boyfriend and girlfriend? They never really clear that up. As far as I know, we're still early in this series, so I guess we'll find out. But anyway, so she, and I don't know who wrote this, but she uses her heat to create a ball of steam, throws it at the Jungle Girl so that her makeup and hair wilt.
No, they're never together. It's just this is one episode they think, oh, we might as well just get away with people, you know.
Right. So anyway, that storyline goes nowhere with Jungle Girl. Basically, Gobby is hanging around the school for some reason. I don't know. He's getting some chemicals, maybe. It's very weird. But let's play a clip here to figure out what his plan is here.
Wait, are we fast forward? Let's see.
He freezes Spider-Man with a freeze ray.
And he's like, it comes to bite when he says freezing ray, and we're like, how does he escape? I don't know. It's something that'll happen in a second.
Yeah, all right. So
Spidey basically runs off, and, he just has to jump on the roof, because Mona's like, where is that spider kid? Or where's that kid? And he's right above her.
Yeah.
And she doesn't see him.
All right, let's play the clip.
Sorry for saying.
Hold on. We're having technical difficulties, but basically what he's saying is his plot is to turn everybody in the world into a goblin-like creature. And so he's making a chemical to do that. Why he wants to do that, I don't know. Maybe he just feels bad that he's the only goblin in the world. But anyway, I think Firestar, so he rigs a trap.
Yeah.
He ties a rope. Spider-Man is frozen. Firestar is coming to rescue him. But Gobby ties a rope to a liquid nitrogen sprayer.
Wait, did you tell us about the whole Gobby plan?
Yeah, I just mentioned it. They turn all the goblins. Yeah. So the way that he wants to spray her in the face with liquid nitrogen that will turn her face into.
But he doesn't realize that she is Firestar, so she's able to heat it to make it, you know.
Yeah. So the nitrogen sprays in her face. First of all, Gobby takes off. She opens the door, triggers the nitrogen to spray in her face. But she creates a heat shield.
And she sees Spider-Man, which I'm a little bit weirded out. How did she?
I don't know how she... Because he said he was going to paralyze Spider-Man for 2 hours or something. But he immediately is fine.
A little weird, but you know.
Yeah. And Iceman even shows up. Not as Iceman, but as whatever his real name is.
Sam? I don't know.
Yeah, at one point he says, "Excuse me." And that's a reference to 1981. At the time, Steve Martin was a big comedian, and his catchphrase was, "Excuse me."
Oh.
Yeah. They also used that on Saturday Night Live, I believe. So it was kind of a catchphrase at the time. All right, so...
So they save him, and then I think, what does he do next?
Well, they all split up, and they want to go try and catch.
Well, yeah, they meet up somewhere. I forget. Yeah, he tells them, all right. So they meet up, but then first something happens. How do they?
Well, they.
Oh yeah.
They find out that Mona's been kidnapped.
Yes, because Iceman is with her for some reason. Dating her or something, and Goblin takes her. And Iceman doesn't know. He thinks it's just a show, you know?
Oh, like, I missed that part. Know. He thinks it's just a costume goblin?
Yeah, but then Spider-Man and Firestar come, and Spider-Man's like, that's not the real.
Oh, maybe that's where he says, excuse
the real,
me.
That's the real goblin.
Right, so Goblin wants to use Mona as his first victim. He's got a green beaker full of some bubbling solution.
Oh, and I think she needs him for something. Like, she needed the help with the chemicals, too. Yeah, I think there was something.
Maybe.
Yeah, he wanted help to find the formula.
Okay. Well, he makes
and
it.
And she knew where it
and
was.
And he keeps threatening to make her drink it. And she goes, help, help.
Yeah. But how did she know where the formula was? Was she a doctor or something?
I don't remember that part, honestly.
Yeah.
I do remember that when Spider-Man comes to save her, they're at Gobby's headquarters, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Gobby traps Spider-Man by dropping four cement walls to surround him.
Oh, and like, speaking
what did he have that at the ready? Just four cement walls?
I didn't like when she kept saying, help, help. It was a little annoying. She just kept saying it.
That was
pretty funny. And all the walls are heat and heat. And one was sleeping gas. And one was
That was a different thing. Much. Yeah, he sends him. You're right. It sends him a trap door, and it's basically he's in this funnel that has oil on the walls, and it's so slippery that he can't climb out of this funnel. And at the bottom of the funnel is like a garbage disposal churning blades that's going to chop Spider-Man into meat.
But then he uses the webs, and he's able to go through it without getting cut.
Yeah. So he breaks loose. Gobby takes off on his, whatever you call that, flying surfboard.
And I believe Spider-Man is on it.
Yeah, Spider-Man. So they do a mid-air fight between Gobby and Spider-Man. And
because remember, they split up. He went to his base. In Gobby's base. Firestar went to Mona's house, and
We talked about how they split up.
Iceman went to the HQ.
They went to Mona's house, I think, to look for her. Okay, but we're at a point now where Gobby wants to poison the reservoir. So they figured out what his plot is. And here's them.
Well,
describing
the first
plot.
He's on a. Hold on. Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
He's on a run. Him and Spider-Man are just like. Too long, I feel like it. And they're just—he was just on his thing for a long time. Yeah,
it's a long fight, and then we eventually figure out what their plan is. And I think this is. Let's see if this works. Is this the right one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not working. Sorry, folks. The quality is poor. Basically, what they're saying is, how would you poison everybody in the world to turn them into goblins?
Mm-hmm.
Would you make it so that they breathe it? No. Make it so that they drink it and put it in the drinking water supply. So they head out to the reservoir, figuring that Gobby is out there to poison the reservoir with his green goblin juice. And sure enough, he is. And they come up with a great idea to foil him. What does Iceman do?
I don't know. I think he says, like, the reservoir is over here or something?
No, they freeze the reservoir. So,
yes.
So
yeah.
Goblin poisons the reservoir, but right after that, they freeze it.
Yeah.
So that the solution, the green solution, doesn't dissolve into the water.
Well, and it's more so then people don't drink it, too.
Right, so that they hold up the water supply. So
and somehow Firestar gets down there and is able to get rid of it. I'm not really sure how, but
well, remember it's now the green solution is like a frozen chunk. She digs down into that and takes the chunk out, and then the funniest part of this whole episode is how Goblin gets captured. Do you remember?
I don't really remember.
He just simply flies directly into a power line. I don't even think Spider-Man does anything to help him. He just realizes he's too low.
Well, he is alive, though. I mean, he does survive.
He does survive, and we had a clip. I don't think... Let's try it one more time. Let's see if this one recorded. I don't know what I did wrong.
Norman Osborn, my plane was in a storm, and I bailed out. And you don't remember anything else? No. Is amnesia's return? He's Osborn again. Did I become another person? Well, let's just say, if you went on stage, you could sing a duet with yourself. I'll go back to the sanitarium. I'll stay there till I'm cured. This time, for good.
So, he's back to Norman Osborn. He's no longer Green Goblin. He says he's going to go back to the sanatorium and get cured. But does anyone believe that? I mean,
no, he's definitely going to come back.
I don't know who's taking care of him at the sanatorium, but they don't seem to be doing a very good job.
Yeah, I know. Pretty crappy.
Yes. Easy for you to say. All right. So, what'd you think of this episode? Let's rate it on a scale.
And there's kind of a dumb scene at the end. It was basically her saying, oh, I like that Spider-Man he saved.
Oh, Mona yeah. starts swooning about how Spider-Man saved her.
And, like, Aunt May completely hates him. Like, he's like,
Aunt May hates him, and even his friends kind of like...
Well, Iceman especially. Iceman. Well, he's jealous. He's
joking about how full of himself Spider-Man is.
Well, he's jealous because, you know.
Yeah, so there's kind of like a love triangle thing going on between Iceman, Firestar, and Spider-Man. Is that what we're going to see over the series? I guess we'll find out.
Well, Firestar doesn't like anybody, though.
Firestar?
No, she doesn't seem...
We'll see. I do think she's going to have a romantic interest at some point. Maybe not with those guys.
She did have a romantic interest in Miss Lyon, obviously, in the plot, whatever.
Miss Lyon is the dog. You should explain that, yes.
Yes.
I don't know if I'd call that romantic, but she pretended to date. Well, we'll get into that episode later. All right. Can we rate it now?
Yeah, I'd rate it 4 out of 5.
Spiders?
I'd say, no, I don't know what we're
four,
doing.
That's our rating system is 4 out of... Oh, no, let's pick an object from each episode and use that as our rating system.
4 out of 5 goblin faces.
Okay, 4 out of 5 goblin... What makes you give it that such a high rating?
Well, one thing I did not like, of course, is the intro and how they didn't introduce the characters. Okay. So, yeah, of course
that's why that bothered you, because you know all the characters.
I know, but it bothers me for people who don't watch it.
Fair enough. Okay. But
Mona was a little much, just a little much.
Yeah.
I liked the party. I liked the good guys.
Yeah,
I liked
all the superhero kids, or all the kids dressed as superheroes at the party was kind of funny.
I liked that. That was cool. And I liked Firestar, and Iceman was funny as usual, and Spider-Man was good. And Cobby was pretty good, you know. And I thought the plot was pretty good. I mean, it was a little bit weird, but other than that, it was pretty good.
Right.
That's about...
I'll give it 4 stars too. The plot moved pretty well. I'm not a huge fan of Gobby. Oh, sorry, 4 to 5 Gobby masks. I like the costume party. I liked the slippery tunnel that he fell into and almost did cheat death. I didn't think Firestar had much to do. It was weird that she got jealous, even though at the end she insulted Spider-Man. So we'll see how that relationship's developed. But overall, another good episode of Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
So at the end of every Spider-Man episode, we'll either have a question or, like, who's the best. So today, though, we're going to do who's the best goblin.
Who's the best villain?
Who's the best Green Goblin? As in, I don't know.
Oh, the best incarnation of the Green Goblin?
Yeah. So you got Spider-Man, the movie. Right. Well, no, actually, let's not start with that. Let's start with the original. Do you remember the first one?
Vaguely, yes. I can't remember his voice, but in the original TV show, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you don't really remember. And obviously, what do you think about this goblin?
This goblin was pretty good as Norman Osborn, you know, pretty tame. I kind of like not a lot of cackling in this one. I'm not a big fan of, like, maniacal cackling. I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. So, he was good in that regard. You're talking about the Willem Dafoe, the Green Goblin played by in the movie by Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, that's another
Dafoe.
One. What did you think about him?
He was really good. I mean, he was great in that movie. Willem Dafoe is perfect casting for the Goblin.
And he didn't, I mean, he did laugh, but it wasn't like, you know, this is the issue I have with this one, is he didn't laugh at all. I don't know, it's just not the Goblin I'm used to. As long as it's laughing that I can handle, I don't care. But, you know, it's one of those things Goblin has to have it, you know? I kind of feel like he has to have a laugh. I mean, he's like...
No, that's his character. Yeah,
yeah, it's like if Joker had no laugh, it'd just be
You notice
weird.
He didn't throw any pumpkin bombs in this episode, by the way? Mm-hmm. That's a real staple in
the comic book. Weird Harry Osborn Green Goblin. He was pretty bad. And then there was a Green Goblin in the second Spider-Man franchise that was pretty bad. And he was just... Yeah, when they try and do Norman Osborn's son, Green Goblin, doesn't work out. Harry Osborn Goblin.
That's right, that's right. Oh, God, I forgot about him. No, it wasn't even the son. He was a young... or was he?
Yeah,
you're right. You're right. All right, my vote is for Willem Dafoe in the Sam Raimi Spider-Man.
So yeah, I would agree.
Right. He's really good. Great actor. Perfect casting.
I guess if you wanted to, do you have any question? Like a question of the podcast?
Well, what were we going to talk about at the end? Oh, our favorite... it wasn't our favorite. I mentioned something at the start of the show.
Famous Green Goblin. You actually said that.
Yeah. No, it was going to be favorite villain overall. Like, why do they always pick Green Goblin to start off some of these shows? But
yeah, I know.
Because I'm a Doc Ock fan. I think he's the best. I don't have a question. I think maybe next week we can talk about, the best Aunt May, maybe.
Yes.
There's all kinds of different Aunt Mays.
Which is very hard to say. It's like, do you like the old one or do you like the young one?
Well, there's three. There's an old one.
But this one's very old.
Very old. In the comic book, she was pretty old.
And then
in the first movies, it was Sally Fields, who's kind of old. No, I'm sorry. Sally Field was second. She was in the Andrew Garfield ones.
Well, she was the real young one, but the
Raimi. No, Marissa Tomei is the real young one, and she's in the. She's in the.
But the Raimi one looked great. The Raimi one, she looked like perfect. You know.
I agree. So I guess we're having this discussion.
No, we're not.
Oh, okay. We'll save it. We'll get all the characters' names. All right. Wrapping up the first episode of Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
This is Nick signing off.
This is Mike signing off. Bye, everyone.
Bye.